In my word I've said that I inhabit your praises. For those of you who have truly been praising me, truly been worshiping me, you need to know that I have inhabited this place and I have filled your worship. Therefore, I am here and I am with you and I am prepared to minister to you. Tell me what you need. Just like my son spoke to those who had physical impairments and he asked, "Tell me what you want." They told him and he did it. So tell me what you need, because you see, I have promised in my word that I would meet and fulfill all of your need according to my riches and glory by Christ Jesus. So what do you need? There are many who have preached and taught that it is a lack of faith to confess a need. But I say, I want you to tell me what you need, because I am the one who meets that need.
Yes.
There's no reason for you to run to your brothers and sisters in Christ to continually repeat all that you need. They can pray for you. They can intercede for you. But I am the one who meets your need. It is okay for you to tell me what you need. Because you see, my son even said that I know what you need before you ask. Therefore, asking to have me meet your need is scriptural. So tell me. Tell me what you need. And in faith, declare that you believe you receive your need met. And then trust me that I am working to bring about a resolution to that need. Do not put a timeline on me. Do not tell me when I should do it. Because you see, I meet needs according to my will and how I know they should be met. So trust me. Tell me what you need. Even right now, you can whisper it under your breath. Tell me what you need. And thank me for meeting that need. For I am your God, and I am your Father, and I am always watching out for you. I have not abandoned you. And I never will. So talk to me as though I am literally, physically in your presence. Believe that I hear and believe that I move. I will not fail you, says the Lord.